ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यम् ददान्ति स्वपदान्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द जय अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता एज इट इज ट्रांसलेटेड and commented by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, chapter number 3, text number 19 and 27. So please repeat after me. Tasmat, therefore, asakta, without attachment, satatam, constantly, karyam, as duty, karma, work, samachara, perform, asakta, unattached, he, certainly, acharam, performing, karma, work, param, the supreme, apanoti, achieves, purushah, the man, tasmat asakta satatam, कार्यं कर्म समाचर असक्तो हि आचरन् कर्म परमाप्नोति पुरुष। ट्रांसलेशन। देयरफॉर विदाउट बीइंग अटैच्ड टू द फ्रूट्स ऑफ एक्टिविटीज वन शुड एक्ट एज ए मैटर ऑफ ड्यूटी। For by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. Repeat after me, please. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty. For by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. Purport. The Supreme is the personality of Godhead for the devotees and liberation for the impersonalist. A person, therefore, acting for Krishna or in Krishna consciousness under proper guidance and without attachment to the results of the work, is certainly making progress towards the supreme goal of life. Arjuna is told that he should fight in the battlefield of Kurukshetra for the interest of Krishna, because Krishna wanted him to fight. To be a good man or a non-violent man is a personal attachment, but to act on behalf of Supreme is to act without attachment for the results. That is perfect action of the highest degree, recommended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Vedic rituals, like prescribed sacrifices, are performed for purification of impious activities that were performed in the field of sense gratification. But action in Krishna consciousness is transcendental to the reactions of good or evil work. A Krishna conscious person has no attachment for the results, but act on behalf of Krishna alone. He engages in all kinds of activities, but is completely non-attached. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Dadanti Svapadantikam Tasmat Asakta Satatam Karyam Karma Samacharam. Asakto hi Acharam Karma Param Apnoti Purushaha. Tasmat means that, therefore. So what is that for? Tasmat means therefore. That means he is talking in reference to the previous conversation. The previous conversation is that one has to act. He cannot remain without action. Nahi kshanam api, nacha tasmat kshanam api, jatu tishtasya karmakrit. A living entity cannot remain without acting. If you see chitti or chidiya, ant or sparrow or anything, they cannot sit idly because they are all living entity. Even the trees, they breathe automatically, they have to work. So in other words, a living entity cannot remain without acting. That's the principle. So now the intelligence is that we cannot remain without acting. Then how we should act? We have to act. The action will be pushed by modes of material nature to act. Will be pushed. We cannot remain idle. So then the intelligence is how to act. When we act, when we kill something, we implicate ourselves with karma and we have to get killed. When we do punya karma, then we get implicated by pious activity by which we have to go to the heavenly planets. Then again, shine punya mrityulokam vishanti aitrayi dharma anuprapanna Gatagatam kama kama labhante. By going there, when the pious activity is finished, then we have to take again this whirlpool of birth, death, old age and disease. Kshine punya mruti lokam visanti. So that is not intelligence. that we go heavenly planet and then again birth, death, old age and disease. So these are the real problem of our life. Nobody likes these four things. Who likes these four things? Birth, anybody like? What do you think? They celebrate birthday. Right? Today is, there is one. But birth is in mode of ignorance. Birth is not palatable. In mother's womb, the head is down and legs are up and hang upside down for 9 months in confined, very tight confined place. So if I put you in a small confined 3 feet by 3 feet by 6 feet room, like a toilet kind of, toilet is just 3 feet by 3 feet, and we give you air and a food. And 9 months, you can't talk to anybody, you can't see anybody, is blind, it's dark. That is a birth. Very frightening. If police force wants to give a severe punishment to anybody, what is a severe punishment? You know how, what they do? Right. They put that person into solitary confinement. Means no light and no nothing. Just khana or air, bas. No other thing. No light and no other association. Even the small young child, if you want to frighten the child, I'll put you in the bathroom. I'll put you in the bathroom and gets frightened. Bathroom is light, there is light also, but still, child gets frightened. So that is birth. Nobody likes it. So, even if you go to heavenly planet, you have to take birth again. So this is not how one should act, piously or impiously. Impiously in hellish religion. Impiously you act, sinful, then you force into the hellish planet. And very, very, very painful. Just like you fry a puri. So this big, huge wack of oil, like London or Europe size wack. And the broiling oil, and you just thrown into it. And you want to get out. For many, many years, they'll push you in back, the Yamadutas. You will get fried. You will fry yourself. For many, many years. This is hellish planets. Another hellish planet is a big, huge tava. Tava means, in English they call grill. Grill. Oh, you said grill? Okay, grill. So, a big, huge grill, same size, a kind of a state, and underneath broiling. And there is hot heat, like gas, constantly heating this grill, constantly. And on the top, torching heat of the sun. Torching, not just 40 degree temperature, 50 degree temperature. Torching heat. And the living entity is forced to be on it, dancing. It's dancing. I mean, dancing means frying. It is called Andhata Amishra Nark. So such is a severe punishment. So action in piety, action in sinful reaction, very, very, very bad. You don't want to get in, you know, you don't want to indulge in this. It's very pathetic. And people don't take this seriously. But ignorance is no excuse. If you remain ignorant forever, laws of karma will not excuse you. If you cut the head of a chicken or a cow, then the Manu Samhita says that as many hairs there are on body of an animal, that many times you will become the animal. And the same animal will cut your throat. That many times. and at the end you will go to the hell spinach. Rau rau. And let's see. So many hellish planets. So very pathetic experience. So we have to use our intelligence. How to act? We can't remain without acting. So how to act? So it's tasmat. Tasmat means you cannot remain inert. You cannot remain without doing action. And you must act. So then he says, satatam karya karma samacharam. That you engage yourself in work. And how? Asakto. Without becoming attached to the results of the work. In other words, whatever good or bad result we get, we offer it to Krishna. We leave it to Krishna. Because when we work for Krishna, then there is no bad work. It is always beyond piety. It is called transcendental, akarma. Karma, vikarma, akarma. Karma means those actions which are encouraged by karma kanda for piety. And for that you get elevation to heavenly planets. Vikarma means forbidden action by the scriptures. And by doing vikarmas, you go to the hellish planets. Vikarma means illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication. These four are the biggest sin. Then there are other sins connected with these sins. So that is vikarma, hell. You sure to destine yourself into hellish region. So akarma. Akarma means asakto hi acharan karma. So without any attachment, we must act for Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. In other words, we must work for Krishna. So that's the art of living. How to work for Krishna. So eating can be also work for Krishna, if you know how to eat. Sleeping can be for Krishna, if you know how to sleep. Cooking can be for Krishna. Working 8 hours a day can be also for Krishna, like she is doing, Gandharvika. Working 8 hours can be also for Krishna. Every action can be dovetailed in Krishna consciousness. Every action. Except sinful actions. Even sometimes it looks sinful. But that kind of action that is done in Krishna consciousness is not sinful. Just like here, Krishna is inducing Arjuna to kill. And killing is sinful. But because Krishna is ordering, Arjuna act on behalf of Krishna, to please Krishna. So that kind of killing is not sinful, because it is for Lord. Just like a soldier, of English soldier, fights for English nation, English government. So when he kills somebody on the front, then he is not put into jail. He is not incurring karmic reaction, or he is not breaking the law. Killing. But same soldier kills the citizen, he gets implicated. Because he is breaking the killing, both killing. But one place he is breaking the law, another place he is executing the law. Killing is the both. So same thing here, Arjuna, Krishna is trying to induce him to kill. And that killing, when Krishna is inducing, is not sinful. English proverb is that a king can do no wrong. A king can do no wrong. So king of the kings is Krishna. and Krishna can do no wrong. Buck stops at Krishna. When Krishna says kill, you kill. When Krishna says you laugh, you laugh. When Krishna says you cook, you cook. Now that is called transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna. That is called bhakti. Bhakti means whatever Krishna says, you act. Without action, you cannot live. So how to act? Whatever Krishna says, we should do. That is the real action. So here he says, you act without becoming attached. Become detached. Asanga sastrena dradena chitva. That you cut off this material existence with the weapon of detachment. Asanga sastrena dradena chitva. We have to use the weapon to cut the banyan tree which is upside down, which is called sansara, birth, death, old age and disease, material existence. So this tree must be cut from the root. And what is the weapon you have to use to cut this tree? Asanga sastrena dradena chitva. So whatever you do in attachment, that will give you distresses. If you do anything in attachment, you are attached and you are doing something, that will bring you lots of distresses. Because you are attached, and if you are attached, you are successful, still you will be very distressful, because you will be in anxiety, I will lose this, I'll lose this. And when you are not successful, when you are attached, then distress and depression and tension and agony, krodha. So then also distressful. So better we leave it to Krishna. My dear Lord, I am just acting for you. Please tell me what should I do. So that is anasakta, sya visayan, anasakti, without any attachment. Leave it up to Krishna and do exactly what Krishna says. Then we may say, how Krishna is going to say to me? He is not speaking to me. He is not in front of me. Then, tad anuragi jananu gami smartyo. That we have to take the order from Krishna's pure devotees, anuragi jana. Krishna's anuragi jana. We have to surrender to them. We have to surrender to a guru. And guru is transcendental personality. Guru is not like mundane material figure. Amartyo. You cannot accept guru as any another mortal man. Amartyo. Asuyet. One should not be envious of guru. Amartyo. So this Krishna has many representatives on earth planet. Not one or two or ten. Many, many. And a real representative is that who is a devotee of Krishna, Vaishnava, who is in parampara, right from Krishna. So a guru has to be in disciplic succession starting from Krishna. So you can take the orders from your guru, and that is order of Krishna. Sakshad harityena samasta sastre. Guru is a transparent via media to Krishna. Whatever he says is the absolute truth. Guru mukha padma vakya chitete kariya akya. So that is order of Krishna. If you cannot take order directly from Krishna, then there are so many representatives of Krishna. One of that is Guru. So many demigods are also representatives of Krishna. So many. So, especially Guru, whatever Guru says, which we must do in Krishna consciousness. Then that is acting without any attachment. So Vedic rituals like prescribed sacrifices are performed for purification of impious activity that were performed in the field of sense gratification. But action in Krishna consciousness is transcendental to the reaction of good and evil work. A Krishna conscious person has no attachment for the result but acts on behalf of Krishna alone. He engages in all kinds of activities but is completely non-attached. So this is the science. We must act according to will of Krishna. And how can we see what Krishna wants us to do more than that, more beyond Guru or beyond Vaishnavas? That he spoke Bhagavad Gita. And everything he wrote it, he spoke. And everything is stated in Bhagavad Gita. And he says how we should act in Bhagavad Gita. So we should take his words to our heart and act according to his words. And that is called Shraddha. Shraddha means Shraddha Sabde Vishwas Kare Sudrada Nischai Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Hai. That one must have a full faith in Krishna's transcendental words. Whatever Krishna said is the absolute truth. You cannot question it. It is absolute truth. Why? Because Krishna can do no wrong. He cannot make mistake. Why Krishna? Because Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no truth equal to Him. There is no truth beyond to Him. Mata parataram na anyat. So, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, and whatever says in Bhagavad Gita, we must perform. That is words of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So, the prescribed method in this day and age is that one must chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds a day. That is prescribed duty. Prescribed duty means one must do every day. And that is 16 rounds. 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you are not chanting, then you are not doing prescribed duty. And you cannot take instruction from Krishna. Krishna will not reveal it to you from within heart. It is stated that Sevan Mukhaya Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. Spuratyada, Spurna. When we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna manifests in our heart. More so. We can experience Krishna's transcendental presence. Cheta Darpan Marjanam. So we have to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra 16 mala a day.